Most everybody here has seen pictures of Michelangelo's famous statue of David, the shepherd turned king of Israel. It has been displayed in Florence for the last 500 years. One interesting historical fact about the carving is that Michelangelo wasn't the first person to attempt to carve a statue from that same chunk of marble that was 18 feet high. Another sculptor named Agostino de Duccio, 40 years before, had begun work on it, but he said he could do nothing with the marble. Michelangelo then came along and he created the famous David statue from that same slab of marble. So the stone rejected became a cornerstone, or a monument in this case. As we heard in the gospel, Jesus also talks about a stone rejected. As with any story that we hear the Lord Jesus telling us, the first thing we have to decide is where we are in the story. Are we the ones rejected? There's a tendency in all of us to see ourselves as the good guy in any story. So we might see ourselves as rejected, like the son who was doing what his dad told him, but who suffered then at the hands of the tenants in the vineyard. And yes, we've all felt rejection at one time or another. It's like the young man who was telling his friends how he had asked out the most popular girl at school. He said, "She didn't say no, but what she said was, 'You've got to be kidding.'" While we'd like to say we've experienced similar rejections, and so that's where we are in the story, we don't need to take center stage here. As Jesus tells the story, it's pretty clear to his listeners that he is the one being rejected by them. After all, we don't have to struggle to see that he is the son of the vineyard owner. We also know how the leaders of the Jewish people found it difficult to accept his message and were always turning their backs on him. Remember too, Jesus is telling us this story right before he enters Jerusalem. So yes, the one who gets rejected is Jesus, not us. So moving on, are we the ones rejecting Jesus? In other words, are we the tenants in the story who don't hesitate a moment to reject the son sent to them by the owner of the vineyard to collect the produce due him? Now here it probably gets a little uncomfortable for us because we don't want to see ourselves as rejecting Jesus like those bad guys did. In fairness though, we have to be honest with ourselves. We know there is enough evidence to make a case that we do reject Jesus with some regularity and frequency. For example, most of us don't rush to forgive someone who has hurt us. And yet that is exactly what Jesus asked us to do. Many of us find it difficult to share of our material goods or money with the poor or the needy. When we keep everything for ourselves, we're rejecting Jesus' instruction to give the shirt off our backs if someone needs it. Or again, we often find it easier to put ourselves before others, whatever the situation, even though Jesus says the last will be first and the first will be last. The well-known writer G.K. Chesterton was brutally honest when the London Times asked its readers to respond to this simple question. The question was, what's wrong with the world? Chesterton sent them a two-word answer, and his answer was, "I am. I am." So can we be as honest as Chesterton? Can we see ourselves as the ones who actually do reject the Lord Jesus? And where is God? He's in this story also. We find him in the owner of the vineyard. And while we often like to think we are the ones in charge of our own lives, and we have made a success of our lives because of our own hard work, again, we have to be careful here and not see ourselves as God. Yes, we own stuff, sometimes a lot of stuff. And we like to think we make our own decisions. But we shouldn't let any of that go to our heads. We are not master of the universe, not even close. Pope Francis cautions us in his encyclical Laudate Si against that kind of arrogance on the part of humans. The Pope put it this way: "We have come to see ourselves as lords and masters of the earth, entitled to plunder her at will." He went on to say that we have disrupted the harmony between the Creator and humanity by our presuming to take the place of God and refusing to acknowledge our creaturely limitations. Painful as that may be for us to hear, we know the Holy Father is right. Whenever we start to think that we are God, at least in our own minds or in our small part of the world, then we have become too big for our britches. Only God can claim greatness and power. So when we read this story or hear it, we want to see if we are trying to take the place of God in it. He's the owner of the vineyard. God is the one in charge. We aren't. As we know, the Lord Jesus used a lot of stories to get his point across to his listeners. And we hear one of those stories this morning. The important thing for us to remember whenever we are told a story by Jesus, such as this one about the evil tenants in the vineyard, what we want to remember is that Jesus told this story to get people to change their ways. Every one of our Lord's stories is a call to personal conversion. So it's very important for us to put ourselves in the right role in this story. If we hear the story and don't think we need to make any changes in our own lives, then we haven't really heard the story.